Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
Learning Maseches Pesachim Daf Pei. We're going to start from the end of Daf Ayin Tesamin Beis. Gufa. Mori says, Reish Yisrael mechset Torah mechset Tmeim. If half of Klal Yisrael's Torah, half is Tamei. Halal Uwaisel Ma'atzman, Valal Uwaisel Ma'atzman. The Tmeim do on their own, the Tayrim do on their own. Normally when you have Rav Tmeim, so then even the Tayrim could do Betuma, like the Gemara said earlier, because Ein Karben Tzibu Chalak. But that's when you have Rav Tmeim, and you have Mia Tayrim, so then the whole thing is nigger after the Tmeim, it becomes a Karben Tzibu Haba Betuma, a Pesach Haba Betuma, everyone could do a Betuma. Masha'en Kain, when you have Machsa Tayrim, Machsa Tmeim, so the machzah tzmeim are considered roiv, machzah machzah k'roiv, that there could be a d'chia for them alone. But l'idach gisa, the term also machzah, the term also machzah machzah k'roiv. So memela, you don't have a roiv tzibur of tzmeim, because you have a roiv tzibur of tzmeim also. It's behechrich, the carbon tzibur is chaluk, behechrich, the Pesach is not necessarily a Pesach haba b'tuma. For the tzmeim, it's a Pesach haba b'tuma, because they're a roiv, they have a d'chia. Mashenka for the tzmeim, it's a Pesach Haba B'tayrim, because they're also a Rav, they each one have to do it separately. And that's what Rav had said earlier on Amin Aleph. Hayat Tmeim Oit V'mal L'Tayrim, Afilu Echad. Let's say there's more Tmeim than Tayrim, even one more Tmeim than Tayrim. Ya'asa B'tumah, L'fish Ein Kar Ben Tzibah Chalak. When you have Rav Tmeim and a Mia Tayrim, even if it's only one more, but it's called Rav Tmeim and Mia Tayrim, then it becomes a Pesach Haba B'tumah for everyone, Ein Kar Ben Tzibah Chalak, everyone could do it B'tumah. Rashi says that it can't be that because of one person, one extra tameh, that could be machmir that everyone could do it betuma. So what is the halacha according to Rabbi Elazar ben Matisya? So the Gemara, shortly afterwards, is klar mavur that according to Rav, that holds that by machzal machzal kiroiv and machzal tayr machzal tmeim halal oisim latzman halal oisim latzman. According to Ablazim and Masya, who had din when you have roiv tmeim roiv by one more tamei than tayrim, you also say halal oisim latzman halal oisim latzman. Ablazim and Masya is only telling you a chiddush that to make it into a carbon pesach haba b'tuma, to make it into one big ein carbon tzibur chalak for the whole tzibur. There, you need a achra of more than one. You need more than one extra tamei to change the whole Pesach around. So what's a din if you don't have more than one, you only have one? So it's the same din as machzal machzal. Halal u'aysim la'atzman, halal u'aysim la'atzman. I'm a subik, according to Rav Kahana, that holds by machzal machzal, that you don't say halal u'aysim la'atzman, halal u'aysim la'atzman. According to one lashon earlier, the pshat is the tmeim anitchel lepesach sheni, because since machzal machzal ain't a kareiv the yechidim the anitchel lepesach sheni, and according to the other lashon of the gemara, the tmeim can't do neither rishon nor the sheni. They can't be anitchel lepesach sheni because they buy betzibur. Since they're not a miut, even though machzal machzal ain't a kareiv, the since they're not a miut, Taiz explains they buy betzibur, so they're not anitchel lepesach sheni. But leidach is to make berishon that they can't do. Not even la'atzmat, because since machzal machzal ain't a karaiv, so a male they can't make berishin. There's no din d'chiyah for them. That's where Rav Kahana held. So I'm a subik, if that's true also according to Blazer ben Matisya, that when you have raiv tamein, but only raiv by one, the din will be the same to l'shainis. According to the first lashon, the din is that the eisen b'sheni, and according to the second lashon, the din will be ain eisen lay berishin v'lay b'sheni. Well, maybe not. Maybe the whole din of Rav Kahana is gebait on his contention that machzal machzah is not kareiv. That's what the Gemara says. Rav Kahana, his shita is based on his svara that machzal machzah is ain't a kareiv. So then, according to the first lashon, the nitchel pesach sheni, because they're not kareiv, and according to the second lashon, even though they're not kareiv, but since they're not kameit, so they're not nitchel pesach sheni, because for that you need a miut, but they can't do the rishon because for that you need roiv. Mashenkin here, with be'etzim they are roiv. They're not roiv by more than one, but be'etzim they are roiv. this din that you need more than one is only in regard to making the tayrim that they should could do a betumah. Mashenkein v'negeya, the tmeim themselves, them doing a betumah, efsha, they are raiv. You can't say mach sa mach sa ena k'raiv. This case is raiv manish. It's just only raiv by one. So maybe the din would be the same type of din as mach sa mach. So according to Rav, that Rav holds mach sa mach sa k'raiv, the same halacha would apply according to Rav Kana when they are raiv, but they just raiv only by one, so they can't make the entire Korban Pesach into a Pesach Abba Batuma. Eish l'stafik b'zeh. Korbanim, the Gemara goes vaita. Rav Shimon Eimer, even one shevet is tamei and the other shvatim atayim, the din is alol lo'eisen l'atzman, alol lo'eisen l'atzman. The shevet that's tamei can bring the Korban Pesach Batuma, and the other shvatim have to bring a betara. And why does he hold the weight? The Gemara says, because he holds shevet echer ikir kahal. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if one shevet is tummy and the rest of the shvatim atayim, then the asu betumah, everyone could do a betumah. She ain't carbon tzi b'chalak. Because ain't carbon tzi b'chalak, everyone could do a betumah. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds shevet echer ikir kahal, so like palgu palgu, and ain't carbon tzi b'chalak, everyone could do a betumah. So here the Gemara is introducing a new svara. That shevet echer ikir kahal, that one shevet tamei makes it a carbon tzibur. Makes they have a din of a tzibur that ain't tzibur nidachal and pesach sheni l'avdi b'rishin. But here the Gemara is a machlekes tanon. Rabbi Shimon holds that even though they have a dechiyah for themselves, but l'maisa they cannot make that the carbon pesach should be called the pesach above a tuma and ain't carbon tzibur chalak that everyone could do a betuma. That much they can't do, and that's consistent with the Gemara before. That even according to Rav that holds that the Tmeim have the Chiyah, because Machsal Machsa Karev, so the Tmeim have the Chiyah, they could do it. But in order to make it that the Karban Tzibur should buy the Karban Tzibur Baba Tumma, they have to be the only Tzibur. It has to be that Rav of the entire Tzibur is Tamei. Then all you have is Rav, the only Tzibur you have is the Tmeim. The Tayim are just the Miat, so then the Tayim are Nigger after the Tmeim. Mashagin after Machsal Machsa. Savadi have a tchiyah for the tmeim, but leilachisa then akaveya the shame of the pesach for the tayrim also. So Shimon also holds that way, but he holds you don't need half of Klal Yisrael to have a tchiyah. One shave it's also good enough. But again, the halacha would be alol lo'eisen latzman, alol lo'eisen latzman. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda holds that once you have a tchiyah, so then the tchiyah would be for everyone. Because of Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk. Rabbi Yehuda extends the story of Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk that you don't need that rave of the people bring this carbon have the tchia to make that the mead is nigru bas to the rave of Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk. Even if mead of people have a tchia, once there is a tchia chal in the carbon pesach, that works for the whole thing because of the story of Ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk. So Rav, that said earlier, that if Machsal Machsal Karoi, if Alol Ois Latzman, Alol Ois Latzman, that would go like the Svar of Rabbi Shimon, and like the Tanakam of the Braisa, but that wouldn't stem with the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, once is the Tchia, everyone can have the Tchia. Then the Gemara goes right, that brings the Meimer of Rav, that Ho Yisrael Machsal Torah Machsal Tzmeim, Rav said, Natam Echem Em Besheretz. So you make another, one of the time you make him Tamei Besheretz. So now you can have Rav Tzmeim, so that all could do it Betumah. So Gemara says, why do you have to metame? What are them besherets? Why can't you just make Eloisim Latzman, Eloisim Latzman? So Gemara's maskana teretz is, this is what he meant to say. If there's a Tana that holds like the Tana Kama, that holds a palgo, palgo le'avdi kula betuma, that the halacha is that by machsal machsa, not everyone does betuma. In other words, he doesn't hold like a behuda shita, that once is a tchia for some, that makes a tchia for everyone. No. In order to be tchiyah for everyone, you would need raiv tmeim, and the meir would be nigger after the raiv. But if machsal machsa wouldn't be shaykh that everyone should be able to do a betumah, because you have to be kaveyah, the shame, the pesach is a pesach above betumah, and that only can be done with the raiv. That's a tanakama. And that's also where Rabbi Shimon holds. That says lafukir Rabbi Yehuda, that holds not that way. But, the savlok Rabbi Yehuda, the ame ain't carbon tzibur chalak. But on the other hand, you have this tana that holds like Rabbi Yehuda, which holds ain't carbon tzibur chalak, and doesn't like this idea of alol oisin la'atzman, v'alol oisin la'atzman. Doesn't think it works, ain't carbon tzibur chalak. So now you have a problem. The bezai, the etzah to the problem is, metam benechem and besheretz, you make one of them tamei besheretz, and now you'll have reif tmein. So the chari is very shvei to understand this gemara. Because How could one Tana hold of both these two shittas? If you have someone holds like the Tana Kama that halalu oisin la'atzman, halalu oisin la'atzman, that says he doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't hold that a dechia for one that says for the machza, that's tmeim, even though they have a din dechia, doesn't work to make it that it should make a dechia on the whole tzibur. He also doesn't hold that the machza tmeim are stam nidcha from the Pesach Rishon that they can make the Pesach Sheni be'etzim like the first lashon of Kana. No, the tmeim are machza al machza kerev, and the tmeim have a din dechia, and the din dechia doesn't work for everybody. But yet he holds a Rabbi Yehuda that ain't carbon tzibur chalak. What does that mean? Miman of shach. Ain't carbon tzibur chalak can mean one of two things. Either it can mean that one says a tchia for one, sends a tchia for everyone because of ain't carbon tzibur chalak. So I was like, everyone could do a betumah. Elamai doesn't hold that way because he holds a tana kama that a lolo oisim la'atzman, lolo oisim la'atzman. So the only other thing ain't carbon tzibur chalak can mean that the tmeim can't get a din tchia if they wouldn't be able to give that din chiyah to the Tayyar Musso. So that's like the second Lashon Erev Kana, that Tmeim can't make Berishin and can't make B'sheni. They can't make B'sheni because they're Nidchav and Pesach Sheni, they're a Tzibur. But they can't make Berishin, like Taisus explains earlier, because Ein Karben Tzibur Chalak, and a Yosef and not Kiroiv, they can't make the Adchiyah for themselves because of them being Kiroiv. So Mamela, they're Nidchav Lagamri. But either way, where does it come into Mitame Echad Mehem? So Rashi says, avart, that you can't make part Tayyim and part Tmeim, the Asali Cholik, Shegnai Hadavar, the Mucha Mulsa Be'edik, Shinazarim Eilu Me'elu. The reason why you can't make La'atzman, Eilu La'atzman, is because it's Asali Cholik, it's a Gnai Hadavar, because it looks funny that some people are doing Betumba, some are doing Betara. It's a funny situation. It's Gnai Adover. That's why you can't do it that way. His Mashah is Masbir, and that's Bemis in the Mashmayis of Rashi, that the din of Ein Karben Tzibur Cholak is a din derabbanan. I mean, the Raisa, Eloise and Latzman, Eloise and Latzman. There's a din derabbanan here of Ein Karben Tzibur Cholak. We don't want that to be done. It's a Gnai Adover. It's Mucha Milsa Behedya. And that's where it learns up in Taisus, like we're going to explain soon. And I think the pshat's like this, that Avada, we have here, Lamashal, the algemeinah din of Ein Karben Tzibur Chaluk, that when Roiv is Tamei, the halach is that everyone does a betumah, that's not a din derabbanan. If that would also be a din derabbanan, then there's no point to be metamei echad mehem. You have the same din derabbanan with Roiv Tmeim as Machsa Tmeim. Obviously, that's a din deraisa, that when Roiv is Tamei, everyone could do a betumah as a din deraisa. L'chayek doesn't pass it in the Rabbanah like that, because come dais the Rabbanah necham would be eiked of min atayir b'kum v'asein alayuti the Pesach b'tumah, because it's g'nai adover. L'chayek doesn't pass it zazach. Nu adin, what we mentioned, that Rav Kahana in the second lashon that he holds that the Tmeim don't do the Rishon and don't do the Sheni. That's what Rav Kahana holds. By Machsal Machsar, Rav Kahana Shita is the Tmeim don't do the Rishon, don't do the Sheni. Because he holds that Machsal Machsar is Eina Kerev. So Taisus asked Akasha earlier that why don't you say by Rav Kahana, by Machsal Machsar Tmeim, Machsar Tayim, what's the pshat that he says that the Tmeim don't do neither Berisha nor Besheni? We have a Pasha Neitz, we can Metame one of the Tayim, and then the Tmeim will have a chance to do the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. Why do we let the Tmeim be Nidcha Lagamri? So Taisus says, it's not Shver at all. That's the din. The din is, when it's Max the Torah, Max the Tmeim, the din is that the Tmeim don't do Berishin, because in order for Tmeim to do Berishin, you need Raif. And the din is that Tmeim don't do Besheni, because in order for Tmeim to do Besheni, you need a Miat. Is a Mela, that's the Halacha, the Tmeim and Nidcha. Why should you be Metame one? And Taisus says, that halacha, that even though the Tmeim don't do the Sheni, so they're called the Tzibur, but they can't do the Rishon because, since they're not a Rav, and they don't have the Kayach to make it into a Pesach Abba Betumah Mitzat Atzmam, because they're not a Rav, is a Mela, they can't have a Tchia because Ein Karben Tzibur Chalak. So Taisus stelt to the Sra of Ein Karben Tzibur Chalak for that also. Avadi, you have to say, that's also a Din Deraisa. The Din of Ein Karben Tzibur Chalak, which says that when the Tmeim aren't the Rav, they don't do the Karben Pesach altogether, that's also a Din Deraisa. Because again, if it would be din derabanan, like it says here, avad would be metame one of them. Now this Gemara is a new ein karban tzibur chalak. This Gemara is an ein karban tzibur chalak at derabanan dika. That the etzem ikra din mi deraisa, the din is a machzis karayim. And alal oisim latzman, alal oisim latzman. Now, as then, Tainit Rav, let's say you have a Tana, which holds that practically we don't want such a thing to happen because it's a Gnaya Dava, it's Mucha Milsa Behedya. So then the Eitza is the Matame one of them. Then they'll taka be Raiv Tmeim, and then you'll be able to do a Pesach Ababatumah. I debuted the ask on the Marisha, that how could he say that Enkar Mitzibachalak is a Dinder Abanan? He asked in Rashi, you also bets him. But Lachari, that's a pshat. It doesn't mean the whole din of Enkar ben Tzibachalak. Avada, the etzim din of Enkar ben Tzibachalak. Sai the din that by Roiv, Tmeim, everyone can eat it betumah. And Rabbi Yehuda, like we said, extends the din to even one shevet tummy. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda holds any time there's a din tchia, everyone can have betumah. But we hold not that way. We hold that for the din of Enkar ben Tzibachalak, you need that. That should be the only Roiv. The Roiv should be Tmeim and the Miyat should be Tayrim. And say the din that when you don't have a rave tmeim, the tmeim, even if they be'etzim would have a tchia, they wouldn't be able to bring the carbon pesach because they ain't carbon tzim b'cholok, that's chat and ref kahana. Those dinim are avada dinim deraisa. Those dinim are avada dinim deraisa. Mi deraisa, when you have rave tmeim, everyone can do a betumah, it's ain't carbon tzim b'cholok. And mi deraisa, when you don't have rave tmeim. So according to Rav Kana, you can't have a tchia altogether because of enkar ben tzibachalak. But here, we're saying like this, midaraisa betzamachsa machsas kerayiv. So we have rayiv tmeim, so you have a tchia navas. We don't want that the Pesach should be chalak, because the gnaya dover. So then the eitzah simatami, one of them besheretz. Then the Gemara goes vayta. Ula says, m'shalchan echmem l'derech r'chayka. You're not metami and besheretz, you're sent v'derech r'chayka. So since one of them goes to the derech r'chayka, and like Teis explains, like when we say one of the Tehayim go b'derech chayka, so who's left is only Tmei, you have Reiv Tmeim, and everyone will do it now, b'rishayin b'tumah. The Gemara says, v'tumene b'sheretz, why don't you just be metami b'sheretz like Rav said? So the Gemara says, k'sav v'sheikh nevizarkin al tamei sheretz. The halacha is that sheikh nevizarkin al tamei sheretz, so there's no itza to Metame and Besheretz, because he's not nidcha from the Pesach altogether. You could shecht and zayuk on a Tame Sheretz, because he could be taivul and be tar by night. Vitamena b'meis. So why don't you make Tumas meis, which is 7 days, and then he's zicha out of the carbon Pesach, so zicha mitztayef to the rave, to the machsa tzmeim, to make it rave tzmeim, and everyone should do it b'tumah. So Gemara says, matchei wate mechagigasai. You're going to end up pushing him out from the chagiga. He's not going to be able to bring a carbon chagiga. So the Gemara says, "Hashtanami matchei wata mipischai." But if you're going to send them way al derech chaykas, he's not going to be able to bring a carbon pesach. So the Gemara says, "Evshet David b'sheni." No, he'll bring a carbon pesach. He'll bring a carbon pesach. He'll bring a pesach sheni. So the Gemara says, "B'meis nami evshet David b'shvi." By a meis also, you bring matamim b'meis an erev pesach. So he'll become tar on the 6th day of Pesach. So he'll be able to bring his karma chagig on the 7th day of Pesach, just in time. So Mara says, "Ksavir ulo kul teshlum in the rishon inu the chazib rishon chazib kulu chaycha loy chazib rishon loy chazib kulu." Since he's tamei on the first day of Yom Tov, so everything is teshlum in the rishon. Anyone who's tamei the first day of Yom Tov doesn't bring a karma chagig altogether. The Taisus asks a kasha like this: Ula says to send them away to derech chayka. L'chayer, who do you send away? A tar or a tame? Taisa says, the fact that we ask the kasha v'tamenu b'meis, v'tamenu b'sheretz, it sounds like we're talking about the same person that you're sending away l'derech chayka, meaning one of the tahirim. You send one of the tahirim to derech chayka, and that way it becomes a Pesach haba b'tumah, and everyone could bring the Pesach haba b'tumah, everyone could bring it b'tumah. So, fact, Taisa kasha, why do you send away one of the tahirim? Why don't you do fakert? Why don't you send away one of the Tmeim, and the male of one of the Tmeim will be in Mederech Chayka, so now you'll have Reif Tahirim. Once you have Reif Tahirim, so the Tahirim will do in the Rishon, and the meat of Tmeim will do B'Pesach Sheni. Why does the Gemara say, send away one of the Tahirim, and make it a Pesach Abba B'Tumah? Why not send away one of the Tmeim, make it a Pesach above a Tara, the Tmeim are a Meat, and then the Tmeim will make the Pesach Sheni. So the Riva answers, because the whole din of Derech Chayka is only said by a Tar. It's not said by a Tameh. Brings the Gemara later inside of Gilmum Abayz, the Gabi Tameh Sheretz, that by it says by a Tameh Sheretz, a Sheikh Nevzarkan on a Tameh Sheretz. So the Gemara asks Akasha, how could it be Sheikh Nevzarkan on a Tameh Sheretz if Derech Chayka just means out of the Azara? So a Tameh Sheretz is out of the Azaris, but Derech Chayka. So the Gemara says Derech Chayka was only said by a Tar. By a Tameh, there's no din of Derech Chayka. So since there's no din of derech chayka by a tameh, so even if you send away the tameh, he's still going to be mitzdarif with the tameim to make it machsa al machsa. You won't have a reif tayim, and the tameim won't be able to make a pesach sheni. That's Taisus Teretz. So the Ri says, the only reason why there's no derech chayka for a tameh is when you have reif tayim, and the tameh is with derech chayka. So even if he was there, he wouldn't be able to bring the Pesach anyway. So kum tais, the Derech HaChayka is not malum meirit. There's no din of Derech HaChayka by a Tamei, because if he wouldn't be with Derech HaChayka, he'd be the same thing. He'd be a Tamei also. So male Derech HaChayka doesn't count. Derech HaChayka is only for a Tar. Mashenkein here, when you have Machzah Tmeim and Machzah Tayim, so if he was there, he'd be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So I bezai, there wouldn't be a lach of derech chayka for him. In this case of tmeim, there wouldn't be a lach of derech chayka, because had he been there, he would have been machzah tmeim, and machzah tmeim do mean the karban pesach. Alol oisim latzman, alol oisim latzman. That's Taisus kasha on the Riva. So from this kasha, the Mashal is also medayik in Taisus that this whole din of ein karban tzi b'chalak is the rabbanon. If it would be a din deraisa that by machzah al machzah the tmeim can't bring the karban pesach. So what does Taisus mean? If he was there, you'd have this problem. It's machsa al machsa, and the Tmeim can't bring the Karban Pesach, because they ain't Karban Tzim Mecholak. Elamai, avada mi deraisa, he brings the Karban Pesach, if it's machsa al machsa. It's not din derabanan. A din derabanan, that ain't Karban Tzim Mecholak. They didn't want that there should be half Klal Yisrael bring a betara, half Klal Yisrael bring a betumah. They didn't want such a thing. So Mele, in such a case, where had he been here, there would have been machzah tmeim. He would have been able to bring the Karban Pesach. So mele avada by him, there would be a din of derech chayka. So the Ri says another teretz. The reason why we send a tamei, reason why we send the Torah b'derech chayka and not a tamei, because we want that everyone should make a berishin. We want that everyone should make a berishin. If we would send the tamei away b'derech chayka, so only the Torah would make berishin. The tmeim would make b'sheni. Mashayin Kain, if we send a Torah way b'derech chayka, then everyone can make berishin, and we want that everyone should be able to make berishin. And I think also, it's muchrich to say that the din of ein karban tzi b'chalak is a din derabanan. Because if pshat's like this, mi deraisa, when it's half and half, the din is they both make a berishin. Now, halal ois and latzman, halal ois and latzman. And Chazal don't want that to happen. So Chazal want to find an etzah, how everyone should be able to make a berishin, and everyone should be able to make it betumah, because they don't want halal oisim matar, halal oisim betumah. But to find an eitzah that the tmeim will be nitchel the pesach sheni, when me the rice that they're really supposed to bring the pesach rishon, that Chazal don't want to do. Now, Bikivega and the tzlach have a gevaldik kasha on Taisus. They say, what's bechalal Taisus kasha? You should send away one of the tmeim b'derech chayka, and then you'll have a meat of tmeim. But when it comes time for the Pesach Sheni, it's vaitig going to be half Tmeim. It's vaitig going to be a tzibur of Tmeim, which aren't allowed to make a Pesach Sheni. So how could Taisus have a Havamina that they should send away one of the Tmeim? That the Riva says it wouldn't work, because ain't there Chachayka L'Tameh, and the Riva says no, it would work. But the reason why you don't is because you'd rather that everyone do a Pesach Rishon rather than the Tmeim doing a Pesach Sheni. What's Bechlal the Eitz of sending away a Tameh, one of the Tmeim b'derech chayka? It's not going to help the Tmeim altogether. They're still not going to be able to do it b'rishon because they're a Miyot. But by the time it comes to Pesach Sheni, the guy's not going to be b'derech chayka anymore, so they're not going to be able to do b'sheni either because they're machzah. So of course the only Eitz is to send away a Tar and then make the Tmeim arrive and do a berishin. That's right, Abi Kivega. That's right, the Tzlach. Eved Rishash, and I think it's a bit Chiddush Ladina, that Taisus holds that if you have a miyat of Tmeim that didn't make the Pesach Rishon, and another miyat of Derech HaChayka that didn't make the Pesach Rishon, that's not a problem of Tzibur. It's only when you have Reif Tmeim, then the Tmeim can't make a Pesach Sheni, because Ein Tzibur Nidchon the Pesach Sheni. Could be who would then if you have Reif of Derech HaChayka. Mashen Kain, when the Tmeim aren't Reif, and the Derech HaChayka aren't Reif, so then you could make the Pesach Sheni, because you don't have a Tzibur of Tmeim, and you don't have a Tzibur of Derech HaChayka. So everyone will be able to make the Pesach Sheni. So Mel Tais is very miyushiv. If you would send away a Tamei b'derech hachayka, so kum Tais, this Tamei has a new b'tur. He has a b'tur of derech hachayka. So the ones who only have a b'tur Tamei aren't kum Tais, they're not a machza. And the male, they can make a Pesach Sheni. And this Tamei, who's also b'derech hachayka, could also make a Pesach Sheni, because he has a b'tur of derech hachayka. Now the Riva says that he wouldn't have a p'tur of derech hachayka, because ain't derech hachayka l'tamei. And that the Ri argues, and he says, in this case, we would say, yesh derech hachayka l'tamei, because had he been here, there'd be machzah tzmeim, and machzah tzmeim can make the Rishon, halalois latzman, midaraisa, like we explained. So therefore, he, Vaita doesn't have any other p'tur other than derech hachayka, and the Mela again, the people that have the p'tur tzmeim are a miyut, and this guy doesn't have a p'tur tzmeim, he has only a p'tur derech hachayka. So Taisus says like this, that since Me'ikir Adin, the halacha is that the Tmei make the Pesach Rishon, because the Machza, that to send away a Tamei and be Matchadem to the Pesach Sheni, because of Ein Karban Tzibur Chalak, that we don't want to do. We'd rather send away a Tar and let everyone except for this one Tar make the Karban Tzibur or make the Pesach Rishon, which is Taka the Ikir Adin. The Tzlach points out one Nakuda that Ula, that says that you send the tar away b'derech hachayka, and you don't have to worry that you're being matchim from the Pesach, because he can make a Pesach sheni, but you can't be metamehim, because then you're being matchim from the chagiga. So obviously, if when you're going sending him away b'derech hachayka, now there's reif tmeim, so this Pesach is going to be a Pesach haba b'tuma. Later on, the Gemara has a machloikis if. And you have a Pesach haba b'tuma, is there a din Pesach sheni that year? The Gemara says, if reiva tmei mesim and miyutim azavin, Rav Huna says, there's no din, there's no tashlum on a Pesach haba b'tuma. Rav Ada bar Ahava says, yes, there is tashlum on the Pesach haba b'tuma. And the Gemara says, it's a machlokes, if when the Pesach was a Pesach haba b'tuma, because it was reiva tmei mesim, does that make it that you can have a Pesach Sheni? Or no, only when the Pesach was Baba Tahir, then you have a Pesach Sheni. So Ula that says that you send away this Tahir, B'derech HaChayka, and now they're going to make a Pesach HaBaba Tuma, and this Tahir is going to make a Pesach Sheni, obviously he holds that even if it's a Pesach HaBaba Tuma, still you make a Pesach Sheni. He says, that's the Pshat in Rav. Why did Rav say Yimitame B'Sheretz? Why not send away b'derech hachayka? So he says, because Rav holds like Rav Huna. Rav Huna is a Talmud of Rav. And Mimela, if Rav holds like Rav Huna, that by a Pesach haba b'tuma, is no din of Pesach Sheni, so if you send them away b'derech hachayka, you're being matchim from Pesach Sheni, mashenki from Tamim, so he'll make a Pesach Rishon, you're not being matchim. He has an R on the Rambam. The Rambam l'maisa paskins, like Rav Huna, that by a Pesach haba b'tuma, you don't make a Pesach Sheni, but since, like we're saying, Ula, Zicha holds that you do make a Pesach Sheni, so Ula should combine with the Vada Barahavit to be a Reiv, and we should paskin that you do make a Pesach Sheni. Yeah, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Itmar hayruben zavin mutim tmei mesim. Let's say Reiv Klai Yisrael zavin, and Amir tmei mesim. So Rav says that tmei mesim can't make naparish and napasheni. They can't make the Karban Pesach Rishon because they're a miyut. And a miyut can't make the Rishon. They can't make a Karban Pesach Sheni. Because since the Tziba didn't make a Karban Pesach Rishon, so in Mela, they can't make a Karban Pesach Sheni. If they would have made a Karban Pesach Rishon, so then the Yechidim would make a Karban Pesach Sheni. Here, Faket, Reiv the Tziba was oven. So they didn't make a Karban Pesach Rishon. So even though the Tmeim are a miyut, they can't make a Pesach Sheni because when the Tzibah didn't make a Pesach Rishon, so no one can make a Pesach Sheni. Shmuel had a tainanim. Zila amalei la'aba v'yasnei sals the pasuk ha'mayada me'avdus late. What are you going to do with the pasuk that says you have to make a carbon pasuk ha'mayada? You're not making it this year. Not a rishon, not a sheni. So amalehu, he told them, zila amalei, tell Shmuel, ki have a kula zavah me'avdus late. And what if the ul zavah? So right that they couldn't make a carbon pesach. They can't make a carbon pesach rishon, because tumas zav is not nilchah b'tzibah, only tumas meis. And they can't make a carbon pesach sheni because it's a tzibah. So what are you going to do? Elokein le'efshe le'efshe. Elchanan le'efshe. Since it's impossible, he also it's impossible. The Chayyar Shmuel's kasha was that even though the Tmeim are a miyut, when the pshat is you have term to make the Pesach and the Tmeim are a miyut, so then the Tmeim can't make a carbon Pesach. Now Shein Kane, if there's no term they're going to make the Pesach, so even when the Tmeim is a miyut, they can make the carbon Pesach b'tumas meis. Because the Mayadi tells you that Tumah is Nidcha, Tumah's Meis is Nidcha. Normally you need Raif, because otherwise just the Torah will make it. I mean, the sky in the dim Mayadi with the Torah making the Karban Pesach. Even by Eifin that the Tumah wouldn't be able to make a Karban Pesach Sheni. Now, Shengit, there's no time to make it, some sudden. There's no Karban Pesach altogether. So that would be a C, but why? Even a Miyad would be Nidcha. And that Rav answered, no, just like if they're all Zavin, you don't say that Tumah Zav is Nidcha because of Mayadi. So who then? By a mitzvah Tmei Mesim, that the fact that you won't have a Karban Pesach altogether is not going to make that a mitzvah can be able to be daich in the din of Tumah. For that, you need a right. And the Gemara Amud Beis brings the Meimra, what if third is of him, a third of Tarim, and a third of Tmei Mesim? What's the din in that case? So the Tarim of Adah bring the Pesach Rishon. And Rav Mani Rapatish says that Tmei Mesim don't bring neither the Pesach Rishon nor the Pesach Sheni. They don't bring the Pesach Rishon because they're a miyut, because Rav of Klal Yisrael, not Tmei Mesim. You have Zavim that are a third, you have Tayim that are a third. So the Tmei and Mesim are a miyut, and a miyut can't make Petumah. But they can't bring a Karban Pesach Sheni also because together with the Zavim, they're going to be a Rav. And a male Rav can't make a Pesach Sheni. So the Tzlach has a kasha. If Ramana Mepatish is telling you this din, that if the Tmei Mesim and the Zavim, you have Rav Tzibur, that are here by the Pesach Sheni, they can't make a Pesach Sheni, because ain't Tzibur Nidachal and Pesach Sheni. So why did Rav earlier have to Mechadish Svara, that when the Tzibur didn't do the Rishin, Memela, the Yachid can't do the Pesach Sheni? Typically, they have Rav Zavim, and Mid of Tmei Mesim, and Memela, when you have Rav Zavin Miyut Tmei Mesim to make the Pesach Sheni, that's a Tzibur, and ain't Tzibur Nidach on the Pesach Sheni. Why did Rav have to say in new Svarim that Kalech La'avdit Tzibur B'rishon La'avdit Yachid B'sheni? Typically, that's not, ain't Tzibur Nidach on the Pesach Sheni. You have the Tzibur is made up of Rav Zavin and Miyut of Tmeim, so you have a Tzibur, ain't Tzibur Nidach on the Pesach Sheni. And for the Tzlach, that Rashi's Meram is to a terrorist to this Kasha. Because Rashi says that b'sheni loy avdi the hoyel v'taru zavin achshav nimsu rav tzibur tzrichen loy v'ruba the tzibur b'sheni loy avdi. Once a zavin become tar, now you have a rav that needs a pesach sheni. When you have rav of a tzibur needs a pesach sheni, so no one can make a pesach sheni because tzibur is not nitchel a pesach sheni. But the Gemara earlier is talking about the zavin are still tamei. The zavin never were able to become tar; they're still zavin. So therefore, you only have a meat by pesach sheni. So you only have a miyut by Pesach Sheni. So Be'etzem, there's no din of Ein Tzibur Nidchen. Only the Tmei Mesim became Tamei by Pesach Sheni. The Rav of Zavin that were there by Pesach Rishon, they're still Tamei. And still the Tmei Mesim, even though they're a miyut, can't bring the Pesach Sheni, because since there was no carbon Pesach Rishon brought, so Mela, he can't bring a Pesach Sheni. And a Shailus Vakert. So why did Ramon and Bar Patish have to say a new Svara? Because the Tzibur, the Zavin, and the Tmei Mesim, Bamit Sarif, together become a Rav. And ain't the Tzibur Nidchen, Wana Ramana Mepatish say, even if the Zavin did not become Tar, but Stam, the Tzibur didn't bring the Karban Pesach Rishon, only Yechidim brought the Pesach Rishon. So since the Tzibur didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, so Memela, you can't bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Elachai the Teretz is, that Rav was talking about nobody brought the Pesach Rishon. Rav's din, that you don't bring a Pesach Sheni when they didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, is that if nobody in Klal Yisrael brought the Pesach Rishon. Rav of Klal Yisrael was Zavin, Miyat v'tmei nesim. So nobody brought it. It was nilchel legarmi, like Shmuel asked, svelt m'mayadei. But let's say there was one tar or a miyat of tahirim that brought a Pesach Rishon, so the Rav wouldn't say they wouldn't bring a Pesach Sheni because of that. So kum tais, if you have shlish tahirim, shlish t'mei nesim, shlish zavim, and the zavim are still zavim when it comes to Pesach Sheni, then the t'meim could bring a Pesach Sheni. Because the Pesach Rishon was brought, even though it wasn't Reif Tziva that brought the Pesach Rishon, Balka Panim, it was a Pesach Rishon brought. And if you want to say Ein Tziva Nilchel the Pesach Sheni, the only ones who are coming for the Pesach Sheni are the Tmei Meis, because the Zavim are still Zavim, and the male, then the Tmei Meis could bring the Pesach Sheni. As I come dice. That's also what Rabbi Kivega says on the Gillion of the Rambam, that's there in the Shapsi Frankel Rambam. But he's Ma'ayr, and the Minchas Chinuch is also Ma'ayr this way, and a Ruch official pearl out, and the guy is to the Absadi guy, and also is Ma'ir, that the Rambam doesn't hold this way. The Rambam says, Hayyarayv called Tmei Mesu Miyat Zavan Akeitzibem. No, the other way. Hayyarayv called Zavan Mitzuram Abayla Nidus, so Miyat and Tmei Mes. That's the case of Rav. Aysen Tmei Mes, and Aysen Barish Lefi Shein Miyat, Ven Aysen Sesheni, Sheene Echidim Aysen Sesheni, Elav Zman Sheasu Rayv HaKahol Esherishain. Yechidim only make the Sheni when Rav Kahol make the Rishon. So the Rambam doesn't learn that Rav's halacha is when nobody makes the Rishon. Faket, as long as Rav Kahol didn't make the Rishon, if a Miyad of the Kahol made the Rishon, also there is no Pesach Sheni. The Kan, Hayav Lasa, Rav Kahol be Rishon, Layasu Elo Amir Atmeim Lamesis Hasheni. That's the Rambam and halacha Dalit. And that's the case of Rav. And he says clearly, the problem isn't that the Pesach wasn't made at all. The problem is that the Pesach wasn't made by Rav Kahol. Rabbi Ruchem Fischel Perla says, as the deacon in the Gemara that way, the Lashon of Rav is, Kolhechi, the Avdi Tziba Berishin, Avdi Achi B'Sheni, Kolhechi, the Avdi Tziba Berishin, Avdi Achi B'Sheni. It doesn't say Kolhechi, this Avid Berishin, this Avid Avid Yachid B'Sheni, Kolhechi, the Lois Avid Berishin. It says Avdi Tziba, you need Rav Kahol. Now, when he brings this Gemara, the next Gemara of Manu Be'apatish with the Shlish, he says like this. Ha'yishlish ha'kal tayim, u'shlish zavim u'kyeitzibem, u'shlish t'mei meis. A third with tayim, a third zavim, a third tamei meis. Aysen t'mei meis, and aysen lo'yis ha'rishin v'lo'yis ha'sheni. The t'mei meis don't make the rishin or the sheni. Einim aysen rishin sh'ayim miyutin l'gabit tayim im ha'zavim. That's like the Gemara says. Because they're not a rave kol, together with the tayim and the zavim, they're only a miyut. U'b'sheni le'asu, sh'ayim miyut asu b'rishin. Because only a miyat made Berishon, like he explained before. He clearly learns that the two Gemaras are for the same time, because the Tzibur didn't do Berishon. And Shail is, the Gemara is not mashing away. The Gemara says, Nistarfu, Zavin and Tmei Mason, Lav de Berishon, Avlai Ruba, Veruba le Mantchel Pesach Sheni. It sounds like it's not because the Tzibur didn't do Berishon, it's because together with the Zavin they arrive, and arrive is not Mantchel Pesach Sheni. So Rabbi Kivega says, and that's what Ruch official Perlosa says, you have to say B'deichik, that the Rambam learned up the Gemara, that it's in star for the Tmeim and the Zavim, that they become a Roiv, and the Roiv didn't make the Pesach Rishon. It's not also din of Tziv and Nidach and the Pesach Sheni. Even if the Zavim never became Torah, and it's not negated on the Pesach Sheni. But they become a Roiv, meaning that only a Miyat made the Pesach Rishon, and since only a Miyat made the Pesach Rishon, so Mamela, there is no Pesach Sheni altogether. So, Kumtais Tupshatim in the Gemara. Rashi learns that the site here is because Ein Tziba Nidachal and Pesach Sheni. And it's only Negea if the Zavim became Tar. So, Mele, you have now a Rav Tziba ready to make a Pesach Sheni. So, Mele, no one can make a Pesach Sheni. And, like we said, so how come you don't have the Halacha that when the Tziba didn't make the Pesach Rishon, Stam, you don't make the Pesach Sheni? The Teretz is, because that only applies when nobody made the Pesach Rishon Lefi Rashi. But here, the Shlish Tayim made the Pesach Rishon, so if only a Miyat is Tamei when it comes to the Pesach Sheni, they would make the Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara earlier, that's talking about even if the Zavim don't become Tar, that's talking about even the Zavim are Tamei, and you only have a Miyat by the Pesach Sheni, and the reason why they don't make a Pesach Sheni is because no one made the Pesach Rishon. Because absolutely nobody brought the Pesach Rishon, and in Mele, there is no Pesach Sheni this year. Hashem, the Rambam rules, no, the Rambam rules is all one halacha. Whenever Rav of the Tziba didn't make the Pesach Rishon, then there's no Pesach Sheni. So, Mele, even if the Zavim didn't become Tar, But since Roiv of the Tziba didn't make the Pesach Rishon, they wouldn't make the Pesach Sheni in all cases. Now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, a Pesach Shenizrek Tamei, a Pesach that you Zerik the Dam, the Achach Neidishu Tamei, and after you Zerik the Dam, you find out that the Pesach is Tamei, Hatzitz Meratza, but the evidence is good, the Tzitz is Meratza. And Rashi says, Upatami Pesach Sheni, he's Yetzah, even though he can't eat the Karban Pesach, but he's part of the Pesach Sheni, he's Yetzah Akrov of the Karban Pesach. And the Gemara has a discussion, brings down two Mamers, two Man the Amrim, Ravina and Rabbi Shila. Ravina says that the Tumah, whether it became Tameh B'Shaygig or B'Mezid, it's still Shayach Ritzit Tzitz. But you only say Ritzit Tzitz by if the Zrika was done B'Shaygig. The Zrika was done by the Kayan, didn't know that it was Tameh. The Zrika was done B'Mezid, they knew it was Tameh, did the Zrika anyway, you don't say Ritzit Tzitz. And Rabbi Shila says no. Rabbi Shila says that the Zrika could be whether it's B'Shaygig or B'Mezid, but you only say Ritzit Tzitz when it became Tameh B'Shaygig. If it became Tamei B'mezid, you don't say Ritzit Tzitz. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Shila, why did the Mishnah say that it was Nizrik and then you were Neida? L'chayr Manavshech, if the Tum was B'mezid, either way you don't say Ritzit Tzitz. And if the Tum is B'shegig, so even if you knew about it before, you say Ritzit Tzitz. So the Gemara says, Einachinami, who would then, it would be Meratza, even if you knew about it before, but it wants to say, but Tumas Aguf, there's no Ritzit Tzitz, and that would apply even if you didn't know about it. So it says a lashon even if you didn't know about it. There's a Gemara in Yevamis that says that midiraisa the ritzit tzitz works in all cases. B'sheigu b'mezid, whether it's tamei b'sheigu b'mezid, whether the zrika was b'sheigu b'mezid, midiraisa there's no chilek sheigu b'mezid we got to ritzit tzitz. The whole chilek of sheigu b'mezid according to Avina, the zrika whether it was sheigu b'mezid according to Abshila the tumu of the sheigu b'mezid. The whole chilek, they only say Ritzit Tzitz by Sheik, not by Mezid, is in the Rabban and Dikadin. So the Gemara says, if you hold that Chum can't be Eikadav and Atar Bekum Vasei, so what's the pshat that Chazal could say that the Tzitz is not Miratza, and Mechuyiv to bring another carbon, the other carbon is going to be Chulam Bazara, like by Pesach. If you bring another carbon Pesach, you bring a Pesach Sheni, it'll be Chulam Bazara, mean there is a Miratza in all cases. So the Gemara says, Enechinami. You don't bring another carbon. Really, Lagabi, bring another carbon, you pot it from another carbon no matter what. The only shal of Ritzit Tzitz is Lagabi eating the basar. Lagabi eating the basar. There, if it's b'shegig, then you say Ritzit Tzitz and you can eat the basar. If it's b'mezid, you don't say Ritzit Tzitz, and then you can't eat the basar. But either way, you pot it from bringing another carbon, because you can't bring another carbon, be shal of chulam bazar. So Taisus says that Ayvazai, the whole shal here, could only be by Nitma Hadam. If the dam becomes tamei, so then you could discuss if you could eat the carbon or not. If the dam is tamei, so then you could say like this: midiraisa tzitz is meratza even by mezid. So even midirabbanan, the rabbanan can't tell you to bring another carbon pesach sheni. So even by mezid, you part it from pesach sheni. When do you need shaygig? You need shaygig in order to eat the basar, in order to eat the carbon pesach. If it's b'shaygig, then even midirabbanan it's kasher, you can eat the meat. If it's b'mezid, then midirabbanan it's pasul, you have to throw out the meat. But you still part it from a Pesach Sheni, because the achilas p'sach aloim akva. Even the, if the meat becomes tummy afterwards, or for whatever reason you didn't eat the carbon Pesach, it's not ma'akiv, and you don't bring a carbon Pesach Sheni. So Mela, Taisa says that the sugi is dafka tog mat nitma adam, because by nitma the basa is not negayim. It's not negeya, because b'negeya, eating the meat, there's no such thing as tzitz meratza, you're allowed to eat the meat when it's tamei. You're not allowed to eat the meat when it's tamei either way. Elamai, b'negeya, that the carbon should be kasha, yipatei from pesach sheni, b'negeya, that the carbon's kasha, yipatei pesach sheni, that would apply even by mezid, because midirai tzitz meratza, and the rabbanan can't be mechayvi to bring a pesach sheni when you're not mechayiv. So we're talking about when the dam is tamei, and it's negeya, eating the basar. So Taisus asks a kasha on Rashi. Rashi says that Akach Neidish Utameh HaPesach Oyadam. That Rashi says that we're talking about even if the basa becomes Tameh. L'chayr, if the basa becomes Tameh, so what's the Chiluk Sheig and Mezit? So Taisus says the Teretz for Rashi that it's Negeah to whether you can be Mak to the Chalub, whether you can Mak to the Amrim. Like the Gemara Nivamah says the Pesach Sheni and Pater either way. But it's a shayla if you can mak to the Amorim. If it's b'shegig, then it can even be mak to the Amorim. because the carbon is considered kasher, and if you mak to the chalev is not tamei. Mashen kain, if it's bemezit, so then the carbon is considered pasul min erabanan, so you're not mak to the emrim. But either way, you're pater from Pesach Sheni. But Rashi, it says that sitz meratzu, pater from Pesach Sheni, is mashman, the whole shail of the sugi is negated to Pesach Sheni. So Rashi is mashman not that way. Also, the Rambam mishver. The Rambam says mefurish, besara Pesach shenitma, v'noid lo'ikhaidim zrika, if the basa becomes tamein, he finds out about before the zrika, lo'yizrik is adam, you shouldn't be zayrik, shenet pesach ba'al achila, v'im zarek lo'yhurtza, and if he's zarek, it doesn't work, because he was zarek b'mezit, he's not hurtza, v'im lo'yinoid lo'yit shenizrik adam hurtza, but if he doesn't know about it until he was zarek, it's hurtza, shesitz meratza, al shigas basa shenitma, v'einim ratza al azadeh, because sitz is meratza by shegik, and not by mezit. So the Rambam clearly learns the Mishnah is talking about nitma basar. And Adarabat, Rashi says it's the dam or the basar. And the Rambam says only the basar. And the Achrayim point out that Tzlach and the Chavetz Chaim Lekutei Halachas, because the Rambam Lishitasa, he holds that Mashke basement b'chaya is dacham. We had in the first perek that the Mashke by the base of Mikdash can't be makabel tum altogether. The Rambam paskins that way. The Mashke basement b'chaya is dacham. And there's no such thing as dam of a carbon becoming tamei. It's impossible for dam to become tamei. And any mishnayis that discusses dam becoming tamei is going now like Rabbi Yisrael ben Yezer that was made that mashke ben b'chai is dachan, and we don't paskin that way. We paskin there's no such thing as dam of a carbon becoming tamei because dam of a carbon can't be makabel tuma. So the Rambam can't hold the Mishnah's talking about dam. The Rambam says the Mishnah's dafka talking about baser. And the Rambam says that b'shegig it's hurtza, but if you unite the lay, it's lay hurtza. So the shaila is mimanavshach. It's not hurtza, you can eat the basar. There's no such thing. The tzitz is not meratza to allow you to eat the basar. It's only meratza that the carbon vibes the carbon that's kosher. But like the sugi and yavamis, that either way, midaraisa, even by mezid it's hurtza. And by the rabbanan can't be mechayiv you another carbon which you're not mechayiv midaraisa. Because it's like a dav minatari, being chul lazara. It's only negeya to eating the carbon. So, what's the pshat in the Rambam? When the bus is tummy, anyway can't eat the carbon. It's mash maklar in the Rambam, that by mezid, it's loy hurtza, and you bring a pesach sheni, and the whole lash in the Rambam is mash from that way. It's loy hurtza, and it's just like by nitma aguf, he says, it's loy hurtza, and you bring a pesach sheni. It's mash mehir also. The loy hurtza means that you bring a pesach sheni, l'char, it's not like the Gemara in Yevamis. Another kasha, the Mefarshim ask, is the Gemara earlier, and if I in Chesim and Beis, it says, Nitma basa v'chel of kaim ain't a zayrik is adam. The Mishnah says if the basa becomes tame and the chel of kaim, you're not zayrik the dam. And the Gemara there says, Amrav gidol meravim zarek hurtza. If you zarek it's hurtza and he's parted from making a pesach sheni. So Gemara says, I need achila. Gemara says, achila leim akva. All you need is a gavra that's royal achila, but you don't need that the basa should be royal achila. And the Gemara says it's not like Reb Nosson. It goes like Reb Nosson that holds that Achilas Psachim Lema Akva, you just need that the Gavra should be Royal Achila. Now the Rambam doesn't paskin like Reb Nosson. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, that Achilas Psachim is Ma'akiv. That says, if a Pesach's not Royal Achila, it's a Pasul Karbon Pesach, Sheikul Ebal Achila. So if that's so how could the Rambam paskin that by Nitma Basar, you say that the Tzitz is Meratza? That's only like Reb Nosson. But like the Rabbanan, you can't say that because since the Pesach is not Royal Achila, it's possible and the tzitz wouldn't help. And that's what Taisus Nemzan Klar, that this din of the Basa becoming Tame, if you want to learn the Mishnah's talking about the Basa becoming Tame, would only be like Reb Nosson. So Taisus learns Enechinami. When the Basa is Tame, according to Rabbanan, there's never a din of Ritzit Tzitz, not B'Sheikh, not B'Mezit. Because that's not a problem. If a Pesach is not Royal Achila, it's Ikulei Bal Achila, it's Pasul. The whole shmuz is if the dam becomes Tame. The dam becomes Tame, so the bus is Royal Achila. So then you have the din of Ritzitzitz, but like Taisus brings from the Gemara in Yevamis, Benigeya bringing a Pesach Sheni, it's always Meratza. It's a Shaila Benigeya, you'll learn now to eat the Basar of the Karim Pesach Midar Abanan. But the Rambam is talking about when the Basar becomes Tame. So that's for sure you can't eat the Basar. And still the Rambam says that if it's b'shegig, it's meratza, even though it doesn't pass in like Reb Nosson. So the Mefarshim say, the Marie Kurkis says it, Eifenart, and the Chavetz Chaim and Lekutei Halachas, and a number of other Mefarshim say Vaisais, the Rambam didn't learn this Gemara like the Gemara in Yevamis. Could be it's a Machlekes HaSugyas, so it could be Karban Pesach is different. However, the Miyash of the Gemara, but the Shittas Rambam is, first of all, that the Chiluk between Shayig and Mezid is a Deraisetik Chiluk, Al-Kopanim by Karban Pesach. The Chiluk by Shayig and Mezid is a Deraisetik Chiluk. It's Negei Lagabi Pesach Sheni. Not like what the Gemara says in Yevamis. That if it's B'Shegig, so then you part it from a Pesach Sheni, and if it's B'Mezid, then it's not hurts at all, and you chayiv mi deraisa to bring a Pesach Sheni. And second of all, the din of Ritzit Sitz works even if you don't like Reb Nosson. Because the Gemara earlier was talking about by Neida. The Gemara there says that if a Pesach becomes Tamei, but other Karbanis, if the Basa becomes Tamei, as long as the Chaylev is Kaim, it can be Zerik, the Dam L'Chuli Alma. But by Pesach, if the Basa is Tamei, even though the Chaylev is Kaim, it can't be Zerik, the Dam. And Rav said, I'm Zara Kurtza. And he's talking about, you knew the Basa was Tamei, talking about Mezit. That only stems like Reb Nosson holds Achilas Psachim Loi Ma'akva. Like Reb Nosson holds Achilas Psachim Loi Ma'akva. So then, you say, I'm Zara Kurtza, even by Mezit. Mashiachin, according to the Rabbanon, that hold that Achilas Psachim is Ma'akiv, and you're a Mezit, so you don't have Ritzitzitz. So then, I'm Zara Kurtza, because you don't have Ritzitzitz, because you're a Mezit. And Mamela, even though the Gav is Royal Achila, but since the boss is not Royal Achila, Achila's Psachim is Ma'akva, and he has to bring a Pesach Sheni. But by Shegig, even though the Basar is Tamei, and Achilas Psachim is Ma'akiv, there comes in Ritzitzitz, that even though the Basar is Tamei, still, we bound to have the Ritzitzitz, and it's Shegig, so that would work, even according to Rabban and Hol, Achilas Psachim is Ma'akva, to make the Karban Pesach a Kashur Karban Pesach. That's a sheet of Rambam. And Lefizeh, you can learn Rashi also that way. That according to Rashi, the Shmuz and the Gemara is Negeya to Pesach Sheni. And even Negeya to Deraisa to Pesach Sheni, there's a chilek between Sheig and Mezid, not like the Sugi and Yevamis.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.